Rachel Meninja Brown is co-author with Sherrod Smith of a post-apocalyptic teen novel called Stranger. It's a popular genre, but the book can't find a publisher, they wrote recently in Publishers Weekly, because, they believe, one of their main characters wasn't, well, marketable. Seems like the nightmare of conformity that is high school has its analog in publishing. Brown gave me a brief plot summary.
Society has rebuilt itself as a series of scattered frontier towns, and a lot of people have mutations. We kind of thought of it as X-Men in the post-apocalyptic Wild West.
And it's told from the perspective of five characters. So who are they?
Five teenagers. Ross, who's the stranger who comes to town, and he has found a very precious book, which a lot of people are after. Mia Lee, who's a mechanical genius, who's very shy and quiet. Jenny, who is the teacher of the one-room schoolhouse, and she also has a second career in the town's military. Felicite, who's the daughter of the mayor, kind of a spoiled brat. And Yuki, who is not really from the town. He was rescued from a shipwreck of an aircraft carrier that came from Japan.
And Yuki is the character that was consistently unpopular with people that you are trying to sell this book to. One agent was particularly blunt.
Yes, we had an agent say that she really liked the book. She had one minor note, and then she would like to take it on. And her one minor note turned out to be that she did not want Yuki to be gay.
You and your co-author Sherrod Smith said thanks, but no thanks.
We actually got in kind of an argument about it. We explained why we felt that it was important to have gay characters in teenage novels, basically because a lot of teenagers are gay, and why shouldn't they have the opportunity to see people like themselves having post-apocalyptic adventures and romance like the straight characters do?
And this wasn't an isolated incident?
It turned out that it was not. A lot of people we spoke to had had similar encounters with agents or with editors who had asked them to change the sexual orientation of a character. After we wrote the article, an author, Melinda Lowe, ran an analysis of all the YA books released in the USA over the last 10 years. And she found that less than 1% had any gay or lesbian characters. And that's not just protagonists, that's even supporting characters. Less than 1%.
So you and Sherrod Smith co-wrote a piece in PW, Publishers Weekly, about what had happened to you, and you drew quite a response. There was somebody who wrote that an editor had taken it upon himself to change the sexual orientation of a gay character. The author put up a stink, and the character was reestablished as he was originally presented.
Yes, and that actually also happened with the racial identity of characters. Someone had a very similar story in which all the racial identifiers had been removed after the book had been sold.
Do you think that publishers and editors and agents are homophobic, or do you think that this is fundamentally a marketing decision?
I don't think they're homophobic in the sense of I hate gay people. Definitely not. But socially, we are a homophobic society, and that influences people's decisions, even if they are not personally homophobic. And yes, I do think they think it's marketing. But the fact is, books with gay characters don't get a big promotional push. Maybe if they did, some of them would succeed.
You made a conscious decision in this article not to name names, but don't you think that maybe some outing might be appropriate?
In this particular case, it's a bit of a moot point because the agency actually came forward of their own accord.
Uh-huh.
And said we were lying.
What?
Yeah. They said we were lying and it was a publicity stunt and they did not have that conversation with us.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is why people don't want to come forward, because they become the target of a lot of accusations. But the reason we didn't out them in the first place is because it's not about one agency. It's about a systemic problem in publishing.
After that agent hung up, Sherrod remarked about two supporting characters that seemed to go unnoticed.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Well, so Yuki's the character who got all the attention because he's pretty major. But there's these two girls, Brisa and Becky, who are supporting characters. And they have a little romance going on in the background. After we hung up with the agent, we kind of looked at each other and Sherrod said, you know, they didn't mention Brisa and Becky. Do you think they somehow missed that they're a lesbian couple? Maybe they just think they're really good friends.
Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rachel Manija Brown is a writer of nonfiction and fiction. Her book, co-written with Sherwood Smith, is called Stranger. Still looking for a publisher.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.